Well, there was certainly for me a process I will never forget to this day. The first time as a brand new Christian, a teenager, when I came to Romans chapter 9, and Romans 9 through 11 that just emphasizes God's sovereignty and his election, and God, you know, choosing to have mercy, and Jacob I have loved, and Esau I have hated. And that passage troubled me on the deepest possible level. I was this brand new Christian. I was looking at my family, and I was thinking, does this mean God doesn't even care about my family? Like, maybe he's chosen them, maybe he hasn't, and there's nothing that I can do in terms of sharing the gospel, and my prayers mean nothing. Because can any prayer change the elect, the non-elect to become elect? Mm. I mean, how is that even possible? But see, I was way grossly oversimplifying it, because my position as a Calvinist, and that of most, at least 4-point Calvinists, in fact, I would say most 5-point Calvinists, would be what is called compatibilism. And compatibilism means that God's sovereignty, including his elective choice of people, and human free will coexist. They are fully compatible. And what this says is, we don't understand it, and we don't have to understand it, but Scripture emphatically teaches both. Now, there are many Arminians who would not call themselves compatibilists, but nonetheless would agree, oh yeah, I believe Scripture fully teaches both, but I just understand both of them differently than my Calvinist friends do. And I get that, but I think the bottom line is that God has indeed chosen, elected, but that choosing and election is somehow beautifully overlapped by and entails aggressive prayer, which makes a true difference, evangelism, which makes a true difference, and that the gospel is indeed genuinely offered to all people to accept or reject. And I think a Calvinism that doesn't believe those components that I just said is not a true historic Calvinism, and Spurgeon is the primary example of that, a soul winner always sharing the gospel who was a 5-point Calvinist.